For every corporation headed by a Lou Gerstner or a Lee Iacocca, there's a failed company with a failed CEO and perhaps a new CEO who's trying to figure out what to do next. Joining us now is Jeffrey Garten. He is dean of the Yale School of Management and the author of The Politics of Fortune, A New Agenda for Business Leaders. Mr. Garten, welcome.
Thank you.
Let's run through some of these companies that have been in the headlines that have been total disasters but still exist. We can perhaps begin with WorldCom. Bernard Ebbers, the CEO, left. A number of the other executives have been indicted. And when the trading closed on Friday, the stock was at 21 cents. So we've got a new CEO now who's accepted the job but hasn't arrived yet, Michael Capellas. What does he have to work with?
Well, you know, I would like to say that a great CEO could take advantage of this situation and come in, clean house, come up with a new strategy, and actually have a possibility of turning the company around. But I don't think it's going to be possible. I think that in the end, the best that this new CEO is going to be able to do is to stabilize the company a bit and then sell off the parts or sell what's left to somebody else.
Well, now you do have a company that has millions of customers, right? It's an internet server for countless people.
That's true. But, you know, these days in a hyper-competitive environment, to take over a corporation where the culture was rotten to the core, I don't think it's realistic to assume that you can turn around something with that depth of problem.
Now, Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, has been mentioned as someone who might get, maybe not be the CEO, but get involved in some way in this company. What does he know about telecommunications anyway?
Well, he knows nothing about telecommunications. In fact, I think this has a cartoon-like quality to it. I mean, he's obviously a respected figure, but I think this is a smokescreen. In fact, I think it illustrates that WorldCom's problems run so deep that people are grasping for straws. You know, we're not in the era of the kind of hero CEO, hero chairman. And I think Rudy Giuliani's, or the mention of him in this connection, is really a sideshow.
When you say the corporate culture at WorldCom is rotten to the core, what does that say about the job that the last hero CEO did?
You mean Bernard Ebbers?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, he ran this company like it was his private sandbox. It is not credible to me that he could not have known about the really fraudulent accounting policies. And as a result, I think that the company's too far gone. I mean, it's hard enough to run a company like AT&T, which has not been tagged with any of these kinds of transgressions. You know, telecommunications is not only brutally competitive now, but there's massive overcapacity, and there's going to be some kind of major restructuring of the industry over the next couple of years. WorldCom's customers are going to exist, and a lot of its services will exist, but if you ask me, will we see WorldCom regenerate in the way that Lou Gerstner took over IBM? I don't think that's in the cards.
You're the dean of a prominent business school. Do you think you might have to change the type of people that you graduate and the type of education that they get?
Well, let me put it this way. We have been giving a lot of thought to how we select incoming students, and we have been changing the application process so that we can try to measure how incoming students think about corporations and values. We're also broadening the curriculum so that this extreme focus on shareholder value in the short term is seen for what it actually is. It's very difficult when you think about how to educate future leaders because you want them to be prepared not necessarily for next year, but for 5, 10, 15 years ahead.
Jeffrey Garten is the author of The Politics of Fortune, A New Agenda for Business Leaders. He is also dean of the Yale School of Management, and he's speaking to us from his home on Long Island. Mr. Garten, thanks very much for taking the time.
Thank you.